people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining. People, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.
I want to continue to talk about the reasons people complain. And as I said, I did not come up with this. This was actually the research done by Dr. Robin Kowalski at Clemson University. And what she found, I'm trying to turn these off, and for some reason I am not having any luck here. Oh, I know what it is. There we go. Ha. What she found was that people who complain, and when we talk about complaining, let's be very clear. We're not talking about not expressing an issue if somebody does something wrong. I tend to order a drink with a lemon in it, and it's the same drink that most people order with a lime. And so I often get it incorrectly. And where was I going with that? Maybe I shouldn't drink. Oh, I know. People complain. It's so often because the server always blames it on the bartender. Well, I told them that I wanted this. People complain to excuse their poor performance. There are five reasons people complain, Dr. Kowalski found. And I use the acronym GRIPE to remember them. GRIPE. We'll get to the E tomorrow. We're up to the E today. Yesterday was the P. Power. So it stands for get attention, remove responsibility, inspire envy. Power is what we talked about. And today we're talking about excusing poor performance. Now take a moment and think of yourselves, think of other people. People complain to excuse their poor performance. I know a woman who would often forget to turn in her daily reports. She was working from home, and she still had to do daily reports. And whenever she forgot, the internet was down. She would always tell her boss, the internet was down, or my computer was running slow. Now, what we call excuses are actually complaining about situations and circumstances surrounding what it is we attempted to do as a way of being let off the hook. One of the jokes it's not really a joke, but one of the things I like to talk about when I do speeches is golfers never hit a bad shot. You know, it's the fact that a car horn honked just as they went into their backswing, or that their grips were wet, or that get what I'm saying? It's complaining to excuse your own poor performance. The interesting thing, and I want to do a quick recap here. We complain to get attention, G and gripe. We simply want to be noticed. Hey, notice me. Hey, notice me. Oh, hey, notice me. Hey, notice me is get attention. The R in gripe stands for remove responsibility. Now, this is when you give a task. Usually think of a child or an employee or, you know, somebody you ask to do something. And then they complain about the circumstances to try and get you to let them off the hook. You really want them to do it, but they complain about the circumstances, making it a plea for you to let them off the hook. So that's the R, remove myself from responsibility. The I in gripe stands for inspire envy. That means to brag, to try and get people to look up to you, to complain about the good in your life, you know? Like if instead of saying, I had an awesome day yesterday, just hung out, had a lot of fun yesterday, if I had said, you know, yeah. So yesterday I just hung out all day. You know, I just hung out all day. And while I was doing that, I was thinking about this summit that I'm creating, and I was thinking about the TV show, and I was thinking about that. And, you know, I really wanted to get in there work. I really did. But I had to just hang out. I mean, I know. I need to just relax more. So I had to spend the day at the pool and the weather was perfect. See what I mean? I'm complaining to inspire envy. The P in power yesterday means to complain, to enrage and engage other people, to get them on our side, to get people to come to and follow us. And then finally, the E stands for excuse poor performance. And that's what we're talking about today. And here's the interesting thing. Let's go back to the R, remove responsibility. With remove responsibility, you give someone a task. They really don't want to do it. And so they complain about the circumstances, the hurdles they have to overcome, the situations, the challenges. They complain about all of these things as a way of trying to get you to say, okay, you don't have to do it, or you don't have to do it this well, or you don't have to do it by this time. It's a negotiation tactic. With excuse poor performance, that is the past tense of remove responsibility, all right? So think, and they're often linked. You give somebody a task and they don't want to do it. So they complain about the circumstances, complain, hoping you'll let them off the hook, but you keep them on the hook. So what do? They do a shoddy job and then they complain about, and often the very same circumstances, as a way of diminishing the fact, rather, that they didn't do what you wanted them to do to the extent you wanted within the timeline that you wanted. They just complain to excuse their poor performance. Unfortunately, we as human beings have this natural tendency, when someone complains, to excuse their poor performance, to then take each of the things that they give you and then ask them about it. Why didn't you think of this? Why didn't you plan for this? My mind's zoned in on the movie Ted when Mark Wahlberg's character shows up late because he's been sitting around eating cereal and getting high with his teddy bear, who's a real live teddy bear. And he gets to work and he says to his boss, "I'm sorry I'm late. It wasn't my fault." And the boss says, "What happened?" And Wahlberg is just silent. And then he goes, "I wasn't prepared for follow-up questions." Well, with the E in excuse poor performance, often people are prepared for follow-up complaints. They've got things ready. They're going to say, "Well, you know, I told you it was going to be a challenge, and so I wasn't able to get the numbers from marketing." Now, the truth of it is they didn't really jump on the situation and make it happen. So, whatever. They blame someone else. Complaining to excuse your poor performance is blaming someone else. It is making someone else responsible for what's transpired. And people do it all the time. People do it all the time. So what do you do if you've got somebody who's complaining to excuse their poor performance? What we don't want to do is that natural thing that I was starting to complete the loop on, and that is address each issue as it's brought up. Somebody complains about, "Well, it would have gone good, but this." And you go, "Well, why didn't you think about that? Well, that was unforeseen, blah, blah, blah." Or how would you plan for that? Or why, you know, et cetera. If that came up, could you have come to me? And we literally address an issue, but then they've always got another issue. So we don't want to take it on. The idea is not to take it on for yourself. The idea is to put it back where it belongs, on the other person. And we do this by simply asking, "How do you plan to improve next time?" This is magic. I think each one of the responses that I've given you for all five reasons people complain, and if you don't know what they are, go back and listen, are awesome. They really work. And I think this one is so great because it reminds you, how do you plan to improve next time, is the question once again. It reminds you that this time is over. This time is over. It's over and done with. It reminds you. So it teaches you to radically accept that this is the outcome. And it also reminds the other person that this is not the way you would like it to be. And it does so subtly because you've asked them to what? Improve next time. How do you plan to improve next time? And the other thing is you give them a very specific next time. The next time I give you this, I expect improvement. And you've asked for specific improvement. So you've managed both your expectations and the other person's expectations. And that's pretty magic. It's pretty magic. Releases your internal frustration. It reminds the person they need to improve. It gets the person to set specific ideals for what they're going to do. I do this with, this is, my employees hate this. My coworkers hate this because I'm always saying, well, how do you plan to improve next time if things don't work? Outside of there being major issues, how do you plan to manipulate your life and your circumstances so that things improve next time? So we've come to the end of the five-part series on gripe. So I'm going to remind you, we're going to continue this for a couple of more episodes. But people complain to G, what is it? Think it, say it, type it. I want to know that you know it. Tell me why. And I'm going to put up the banner because we continue to expand the complaint-free movement. Tell me, the G in gripe stands for get attention. That's right. The R stands for remove responsibility, right? The I stands for inspire envy, which means to brag. It means to draw attention negatively to my great life so that you envy me. The P in gripe stands for power. Power. Simply having power over other people. And the E in gripe stands for, say it out loud, type it something, excuse poor performance. That's exactly right. Keep these things in mind when you hear people complain about something. Whenever you're talking with something and you're like, wow, okay, that person is just trying to get attention. And it's not your place to fix everybody. But what happens is rather than feeling that normal resentment, which I've covered several times in this series, that normal resentment that we feel for someone complaining, we contextualize it and we go, oh, well, the person's just trying to get attention. That's all. Or, I see, they're bragging. They're trying to inspire envy. Okay, I can react to that or not. I can feel brag. I can feel like, you know, feel like brag. You know what I mean. I can feel envious of this person if I choose to or not. And since I said choose to or not, this is your opportunity to click share. I know that David was the first one to share today. He shared before we really even got into the meat of the matter. So that's what I'm asking you to do now. Click share. That expands our audience and it helps us build this positive community. Why? You click share. Somebody happens to watch this. They look at this and go, who is this guy? And they happen to watch a little bit and then they go, what is this complaint-free movement thing? And then they get their complaint-free bracelet. And then they watch the free videos that come with it. And then they look at the ebook. And before you know it, they're beginning to switch their bracelet. They're beginning to complain less. The thing that astounds me is not that 14 million people have taken this challenge. It's if you multiply that by even if it stopped, one or two people, I mean, if it stopped all these people from complaining one more time in a day, that's 14 million less complaints around the world. Don't you think this is going to change the consciousness of the planet? I do. I've certainly seen it work in people's lives. So thank you very much for clicking share. Click share and let everybody know. And everybody can get a free complaint-free bracelet for a limited time only. They just have to pay $1 shipping and handling. All right, let's back up and catch up with some of these. We've got so many comments. Happy to start my summer vacation. Susan, that must be awesome. Tell us where you're going. Pamela Jane says, okay now. Don't know exactly what that means. Lost audio. Don't know why my audio would have dropped out. If anybody else saw my audio or heard my audio drop out, please let me know. Foibles. Yes, David. I love David. He's always commenting on the fly. You do the best you can. That is all that anyone asks of you day to day. Yes. Hello. Can send me your number in inbox. Okay, dude. The answer is no. Thanks very much. Love to take a reboot today. Office manager's nightmare, says David. Yes, Susan says a reboot. That's great, especially. Please give me remote. All right, we are moving right along. Friend used to say to me, don't give me excuses, give me reasons. Yeah, I had somebody, a group the other day that I spoke to, did a virtual speech for, and I'm actually going to do a live Q&A today or tomorrow. One of the vice presidents says that, you can complain to me anytime you want about anything you want. The price of every complaint is one solution. You have to give me a solution after or before or during your complaint. Speak round words, not cactus ones. There you go, Mary. I like that. And what was the response question for G? G stands for get attention. By the way, if you get a free complaint free bracelet right now and just spend a buck so that we cover the handling and shipping, some of it, we actually, you know, it's not a profit center for us by any means. But if you do that, you get our ebook, Gripe, G-R-I-P-E. And it goes through and explains it all. It's even asked questions and everything. I wrote the thing, so it's great. Excuse, there we go. I love how you guys are chiming in. Shared says, Mary. David says, day three, David, David, you lost weight way faster than you thought you would. And you are certainly moving through the complaint-free challenge faster than most. I'm proud of you. Sometimes you can do everything you can and fail. So you kneel down, be silent, then pray for a positive outcome and wait, says David. That usually happens in your favor in a way that is benefit for everyone involved. Debbie says, thank you. Yeah, David, you know what? I once heard somebody say, it's God if everyone wins. I can't take credit for that, but that's good. It's God if everyone wins. I'm working on this, and you're going to start hearing about this big time. I have put together a summit of some of the biggest thought leaders in the world today. And I'm hosting the summit. I'm announcing it now. And it's going to be a two-day virtual summit. And I am so excited about that. So I look forward to sharing more about that. My favorite response is for the P in gripe. It sounds like the two of you have a lot to talk about. Smile. Love that powerful statement. Yeah, especially with our kids. My mom used to say, unless there's fire or blood, I let them work it out. She had three kids. She's like, unless there's fire or blood, I let them work it out. And what was interesting was, I was the middle kid, but I was by far the biggest one. So if anyone was going to assert his dominance and will, it was me. David says, we hear you loud and clear. Awesome, dude. Thanks for this, my pleasure. Paul McCartney used to say, we can work it out, so no need for complaints. I heard that. Tamara says, hey, Tamara, good morning. Linda says, hello. All right, here's your song for the day. Everybody going to take my challenge? Song of the day. I want everybody to listen to it. Now, the reason, by the way, I would play these songs for you, but it would strip the audio. The Facebook would strip the audio. They had these spiders that go through and literally know all the copyrighted music, and they strip the audio or drop the post. YouTube's the same way. And people go, oh, that's terrible. Can't believe, why can't you use song? I'll tell you why. I once had somebody hire me to come and speak in Indonesia. And when I got there, they said that they had gotten a copy of my book and had someone reprinted hundreds of copies, which they sold simply because it was too hard to get the books from the United States. That's not right. That's not ethical. So I'm totally down with it. Anyway, song of the day. You ready for this? Hopefully you'll love it and or it'll grow on you. Song is Say Yes. This is a DJ. out of the West Coast by Wax Taylor. And I think there may be two X's. That's right, David. It is copyright infringement, total copyright infringement. Yeah, and most people don't understand it. I had a wonderful woman email me, write me over and over because she had done illustrations for my book, To You Love God, which is 365 days. And this woman had done 365 illustrations and wanted to put the two together. And it was really sweet of her. And had she asked me before, then I could have explained to her that when you write a major book, you don't own the rights anymore. Your publisher owns the rights. And they're not going to allow something like that. That's just not the way it's done. So anyway, yeah, copyright infringement. Look, watch if you complain to excuse your own poor performance. Your self-esteem increases when you tell the truth, even when you tell the truth about something you messed up, you didn't do well with. It's not easy. That's not an easy thing for me, I promise you. But I also promise you, the more you do it, the more you live in integrity, don't complain about stuff you could have done or whatever, and hold them to integrity when they try to excuse their poor performance, just the easier your life goes. Thanks, everybody, for your participation. Thank you to those of you who click share. And thank you to those of you who are watching this on a replay. And for those of you who share it both on YouTube, Podbean, and here on Facebook. You're helping us build this positive community, and we sure appreciate it. Teddy and I'll see you in the morning. Till then, enjoy today. Remember, the song is Alexa. Play Say Yes by Wax Taylor.
By Wax Taylor, featuring ASM on Amazon Music.
See you tomorrow.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high.